If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, New York Times bestselling author of The Perfect Storm and War, Sebastian Younger tackles today's challenges in America brought about by our loss of community with his new book, Tribe, on homecoming and belonging. We'll also hear from National Geographic writer and author of The World's Wackiest Roadside Attractions. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific on Alternative Talk 1150 and find more than 400 podcasts at conversationslive.com. .net.
When the red robin comes bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red robin starts bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Labor Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. Therefore, you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. So the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, by the way, did you know you can find us on Facebook these days? Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. And that, of course, will mean that all the wonderful animal posts I put will come up on your timeline. And, boy, I think I've got one of the best collections online of all the great animal photographs and videos and stories and all kinds of great stuff. And, boy, just a ton of great stuff crosses my path, and I try to share it all with you on Animal World. And there's a lot of stuff posted for today and what I'm going to be talking about, you know, when we get to the elephants here in just a moment. So check us out on Facebook. But I'm also thinking here, let me give you some contact information. Write these numbers down because I'm getting ready to do the giveaway today, and you'll need these numbers. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. And of course, you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, but you can't win the contest that way. If you want to get a hold of Animal World when we are not on the air, you can go via the website, www.marthanorwalk.com. You can email me, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if you need to post something to Animal World via the U.S. Postal Service, Animal World's mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. And that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. Alrighty then. How about we go ahead and do the Missing Link giveaway? And you need to be 18 years or older. You cannot have won a contest here on Animal World or any other show on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW in the last 30 days. But if that's the case, then you are eligible. And then the wonderful Missing Link supplement, there's pretty a supplement for pretty much everybody. And you can choose from any of these varieties when you call in. There are three versions for dogs, one that focuses on skin and coat, one that focuses on hip and joint. The other is the canine senior formula that has the New Zealand green muscle and that good stuff in it. There is a cat formula. And then there's the wellness blend, which is a vegetarian formula you can feed to both dogs and cats and other household critters like hamsters, guinea pigs, rabbits, that sort of thing. There is a bird formula, and there is also a poultry formula for you, for city chickens and that sort of thing. And you can choose any of those formulas. So, let's see. We got to have a missing link word or phrase. And since I'm going to be talking about it right now, how about send bamboo to the Tennessee Elephant Sanctuary. So send bamboo to sanctuary. That's our phrase. You can pick up your phones anytime now and let Prescott or Trina, whoever. Oh, Prescott. He says, yeah. Hey, call in. Test Prescott. See how he does with a giveaway. Yeah. Thumbs up. Get some teenage energy. Fountain of youth here on the phone. Yes, he's ready. Okay, pick up your phone, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. The phone is not ringing, so if you're thinking, oh, I don't have my phone, it isn't. By the time I get my phone and call in, it'll be gone. That's not the case. We're pretty lazy here on Sunday morning. So you've got time to pick up your phone and give us a call. Do it now. It's not ringing yet. 425-373-5527. Okay, then. I am going to carry on here. And like I said, I had hoped to have our regular part of the Animal World family, Aline Fortgang, who is the co-founder of Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants. She sends her regards to all of you and apologized for being out of town and traveling today and just no way to arrange to be on the phone with me. So she has filled me in on everything that's going on, and we will have her join us on the air as soon as we can arrange it down the line here. But I just have to assume that all of you know that Woodland Park Zoo, after years of being challenged by Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants and the rest of us about the habitat for elephants here at Woodland Park Zoo, they decided to close the exhibit, which in one way was good news. We had hoped that Bamboo and Chai would be sent off to sanctuary, but the zoo refused to do that, and they arranged to sneak them out of town and spirit them off to the Oklahoma City Zoo, saying that Bamboo and Chai would integrate with the already herd of elephants at the Oklahoma City Zoo. I think they only have like 2 acres and that's broken down, and they're right next to the big amphitheater, and it just is not a great situation. Of course, with the history We know that Bamboo had been unable to integrate with any other elephants other than Chai throughout her lifetime in captivity. There was no reason to think it would go any better at this facility, but they seemed to think that it would, and that's where they ended up. Well, the downside, you know, the long and the short of all of this is, you know, in less than a year's time, Chai had wasted away and lost well over 1,000 pounds, had 25 abscesses that went untreated on her body, and spiked a big active infection of the herpes virus that killed her baby, Hansa. And then she passed away. Well, and of course, as a result of that, the Oklahoma City Zoo said that there had been no red flags to alert them that there was anything wrong with Chai. Well, that didn't make a whole lot of sense. And of course, you know, friends of Woodland Park Zoo, who were doing their best to monitor what was going on with Bamboo and Chai at the Oklahoma City Zoo since their transfer, got in gear. And there is I don't know, some kind of regulations in Oklahoma or whatever, but the records, all the records of the zoo animals are supposed to be released to the public at will. And up until the death of Chai, Oklahoma Zoo had been cooperating nicely with Friends of Woodland Park Zoo elephants and the Seattle Times and people that were inquiring, and they would electronically send the records. Well, once Chai died, they went into stealth mode, I guess, and made it as difficult as they possibly could to release any of the records to anybody that wanted to know. So instead of electronically transferring records to Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants, which of course is here in the greater Seattle area, they made a new rule and said, well, we're not going to give you the records unless you come here in person to the zoo. You have to come here in person, and our staff will print them out. Well, so they sent someone back, and apparently that was a disaster. But eventually, they got the records. And I'm going to tell you, there's several things going on that I want you to be aware of right now. So I'm presently going back here to Facebook and Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. If you pull up the Animal World Facebook page, just all you got to do is go to Facebook and then put in Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Page will come up. Now, if you scroll down there, the first post is a smart letter to the editor of the Oklahoman. Must be a newspaper back there. Kind of chewing out the Oklahoma City Zoo for not being willing to release the records, you know, of Chai and Bamboo and all of that stuff. So you can see this controversy, you know, that used to be here and a big deal in Seattle, has now moved to Oklahoma. Okay, and basically because of, I think, of what's been going on with our, you know, elephants, Chai's death, and then the strange circumstances around that. And there are a couple of posts here that you need to see related to that. After the letter to the editor there, I'm going to skip the next one because that's the petition. And about Bamboo, we'll come back to that. Then the third one down is a post from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants, and is the post of when their organization filed a complaint with the Oklahoma Board of Veterinary Medical Examiners, alleging that
the director of veterinary services at the OKC Zoo negligently disregarded indications of Chai's declining health and failed to provide her with proper care and attempted to deceive the public regarding Chai. Now, these are tough reads. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you're going to read these complaints and these suits that are being filed, it's heartbreaking to read these. And when you read the statements of the Oklahoma City Zoo that there were no red flags, that Chai was just fine and somehow just died for no reason. Well, that's not true. Chai had lost lots and lots of weight. I can't say a ton of weight because I don't think it was over 2,000 pounds, but more than 1,000 pounds. She had 25 abscesses that were never treated. Her weakened condition caused her to spike the herpes virus that she carries, and she had an active infection of that going on, and that's the virus that killed her baby, Hansa. And I didn't know this until I was doing all this research for the show today, that after Chai got to the Oklahoma City Zoo, there was another baby elephant that had been born there, and that baby elephant has since died from this herpes virus that, of course, the Oklahoma City Zoo is saying, oh, it has nothing to do with Chai, but yet this was the virus that Chai carries that killed her baby, and that she had an active infection going on while she's at the Oklahoma City Zoo. And that was one of the concerns of Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants of why transferring was that Chai would expose the other baby elephants there. And sure enough, one of them died. Okay, no acknowledgement of that. Then saying she went down a few times and had to be lifted back up with, you know, lifts. And there's a photograph here of her being lifted. Just seeing that pains me greatly. But then reading the story of what condition her physical condition was and what was not done about that, and probably the reason she had a systemic blood infection were the 25 pussy abscesses that were never treated. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. The next post on Facebook is when Friends of Woodland Park Zoo filed a second complaint with the U.S. Department of Agriculture revolving around all the Chai stuff. Okay. Now, so the ongoing Chai stuff is all there, and you need to be aware of that, and you could read all of that stuff. Now, the big thing now is what's going on with Bamboo, because now the Oklahoma City Zoo, of course, is saying that Bamboo is doing fine and that she has integrated with the group of elephants there. Well, that is plainly not true. And there is the Seattle Times put out a wonderful article about Bamboo, and that is the next post on Facebook that I put up. And it says, for tomorrow's show, Seattle elephant Bamboo attacked, bitten at new home in Oklahoma. And you can read that Seattle Times article that will fill you in on what's going on with Bamboo. But just to encapsulate it for you, it would appear at this point that Bamboo is going down the same road that Chai went down. As of right now, since Bamboo was transferred to the Oklahoma City Zoo, she has lost 1,200 pounds. 1,200 pounds. Now, she has been attacked by the other elephants at least four times. And it's been over the course of the time being here. The first, her tail has been bit three times. In December of 2015 was bite number one. February 2016, bite number two. And then in March 2016, 2 inches of her tail were bit off by another elephant. And then she was attacked and pushed into something, which left a 6-inch gash in her trunk at the April 25th, 2016. So there's evidence that obviously these elephants aren't getting along. Bamboo also pushed a baby elephant into the hot wire and got stuck in there. And so Bamboo is now isolated a lot of the time. And at night and away from the other elephants, like she was in Seattle. So she's doing the same isolation. She's got the same weight loss going on. She's had the injuries. The elephants are clearly not getting along. And so now the effort is to get the Oklahoma City Zoo to release Chai to the Tennessee sanctuary. They're closer to that sanctuary now than the one in California, and that's the one we want her sent to. But the good news here, yes, there is some good news, and that is going to scroll back up on the Facebook page. Now, there is a new organization in town in Oklahoma. The new organization is the Oklahoma Friends of Elephants. So they now have a local effort that has begun to get the Oklahoma City Zoo to shut down their elephant exhibit like we did here in Seattle. And they want all of the elephants moved to the sanctuary, not just Bamboo. But the Oklahoma Friends of Elephants has now started a Care to petition. And it is to support Bamboo and ask that she be moved to the sanctuary. So that post is up. I would love for you to sign the petition. And if you feel so inclined that you want to support this effort, you can tell your friends about it and tag them on the petition, or share it yourself on your own Facebook page. But the efforts that we work so hard via Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants here are now beginning and going on in Oklahoma. So let's support them. Let's pray for Bamboo, pray for the other elephants. Just ask Divine Mother to get busy and send these elephants off to Tennessee to the sanctuary. Bamboo's 49 years old. She has suffered long enough, and she's been there long enough to see that she's not going to integrate with this herd, that she doesn't need to spend all this time in isolation, and when she could be off enjoying a wonderful Tennessee sanctuary with thousands of acres, and where they can choose to move away from other elephants or make friends if they want. But the stress and all of the issues that happen at zoos just simply aren't part of the plan at the Tennessee sanctuary. It is a beautiful, beautiful place. So check that all out. All right, we are gonna take care of advertisers and sponsors before we get too far off schedule here, and then come back and finish up about elephants, and then on to our next interview. We're going to be joined by co-director of the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, Reman McGillivray, will be my guest and talk about all the great classes that are coming up and when you can join me. I'm taking it. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're almost midway through the last hour of our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And before we change subjects, just want to finish up with the report on Bamboo, our beloved elephant who now resides at the Oklahoma City Zoo and is having all the problems. I'm just going to read you a message here from Aline Fortgang, who, of course, is the co-founder of Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants. And this is what she has to say here. She says, Oklahoma Friends of Elephants, OFE, was recently formed to work on the retirement of the five elephants at the Oklahoma City Zoo to the Elephant Sanctuary in Tennessee. Bamboo is one of those elephants. Pressure continues to mount in support of closing the Oklahoma City Zoo's elephant exhibit and retiring the elephants to sanctuary where they can heal physically and emotionally. Please support OFE's mission and make them grow by liking their Facebook page and invite your friends and family to do the same. And I would add signing the petition. And the link to Facebook is facebook.com/OKC Elephants. OKC, Oklahoma City Zoo. OKC Elephants. And you'll find them on Facebook. You can find the link to the petition on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page, as well as links to the complaints that have been cited against the zoo and so forth. And if you have the stomach to read them and want to know what's really been going on with these elephants, it really is heartbreaking. But keep up the prayers, and let's get after Divine Mother to move these elephants to the Tennessee Sanctuary and sign that petition. You can also visit the Facebook page of Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants and find all of this stuff there. Or, like I said, just go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and you'll find everything there. And again, let's pray for Bamboo and we get her to sanctuary before she passes away like Chai did. So there you go. All right, let's go on to a brighter note here, we are going to switch, and our last feature will be the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And joining us once again, we've missed him for the last few months, had great people here in his place, but the co-director of the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga here in Washington, that would be Nayaswami Reeman McGilloway. Good morning, Reeman.
Well, good morning, Martha. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Oh, it's a welcome, and boy, how great your voice sounds. We've got an excellent phone connection today. How great is that?
Well, finally.
yeah, that's super. So I trust you had a wonderful service at the Meditation Temple in Bothell this morning.
Yes, my wife Padma was the speaker today, and she talked about whether the ego is our friend or not our friend.
Oh, I kind of suspect. Well, I think it has a purpose.
Yes, indeed.
And some of that is to get us in trouble.
well, say no more.
All righty then. So, for anyone that's been under a rock and hasn't been with us for a while, why don't you give us a quick lowdown on what the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga is all about?
Okay. Well, first I'm going to say that this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock here at the Institute and the Meditation Temple, my wife and I are going to be on hand to answer any question somebody has. We call it Ananda 101.
Ah, so, yes.
If you have burning questions about reincarnation or anything like that or what we do around here, we're happy to help. But let me give a little bit of a summary.
Well, but let's first, since you mentioned that, it's Wednesday evening. It's at the Meditation Temple in Bothell.
Yeah.
That's right on the Bothell-Everett Highway, just south of the 405 interchange. Real easy to get to, and lots of free parking in the parking lot. And as I recall, this is a free event, isn't it?
That is correct, at 7 o'clock. Yeah.
7 o'clock, 7 till, go till about how long?
Well, as long as people have an interest, but we say 7 to 8, that's usually enough time.
All right. And I now, is this just a one-part class, or is it?
Well, it's just a one-shot
deal.
Thing for
okay.
people to come by. But I think the following month, we're going to try to do these every couple of months so people
Excellent.
Can just drop in and get to meet us and find out a little bit about what we're up to.
Yeah, and of course, when we can get you and Padma in the studio, we're going to do a version of that on the air.
We sure are.
But, of course, you know, it's wonderful if you can be there in person. You get to experience the wonderful energy in the meditation temple. You can see our great new yoga hall that's right next to the meditation temple. And then you can hear all about Ananda and what it's all about. In more than just 5 minutes like we do on the radio here.
Right.
So if you want more details, it's this Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell. And it's free. So how great is that?
Correct. Yeah.
All right. So for radio purposes here, give us the lowdown on Ananda.
Okay. So, you know, your listeners who are pet owners of various sizes and breeds and so forth, have a love of animals, and from that I'm gathering a love of nature.
Mm.
And so I imagine that your listening audience very much has that sense that we do from yoga and meditation, that we on this fair planet are all children of this planet and friends on some level or another, regardless of race, religion, and all of those things that unfortunately seem to divide us, at least historically. And so what we represent is the, you might say, the science, the practice of how to achieve the feeling and the state whereby that becomes increasingly our reality. Mm-hmm. Even when tested under life's hardships and so forth, we remain, there's some part of us that remains ever peaceful and calm and with the knowing faith that things will be fine, that we will be fine because we're connected. And so that's really the heart and soul of yoga and meditation, and that's what Ananda represents. Now, that's our starting point.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have to do something, don't we? And so we have a bookstore that represents different spiritual traditions from all over the world and down through the ages. We have a farm that you all know about up on Kameno that grows organic produce and fruit and does it in a sustainable soil and water conservation way known as permaculture. In fact, by the way, they are having one of their famous and popular farm suppers a week from today at 3:30 in the afternoon up on Camino Island.
I just, you know, I saw that on the calendar. I'm so glad you brought that up because I was wondering, I wonder if Reman will know about the farm supper. Because they one is coming up, you said this next Saturday?
This next Sunday, a week
next Sunday.
From today. Yes, I think that's the 11th. Is that right? Yeah, today's the 4th.
Yeah, yeah. September the 11th. That's not on my calendar of events here. I have one.
I know. But so I just discovered it's not on mine. They just announced it today. And,
ooh, so there might still be openings available.
In the dark.
All right. So this coming Sunday, the 11th. Now, I also have one on Saturday, October 1st.
That's correct. That's my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday to come. So okay. two farm suppers coming up. And our listeners, our regular listeners anyway, are familiar with and have met Zach and Haley on a couple of occasions here on the show.
That's
and,
right.
You know, how marvelous, you know, and Zach, of course, is kind of our own Ananda Johnny Appleseed guy. He is just so wonderful. And if you haven't had a chance to get out and visit the Ananda Farms on Camino, it is so worth it. And these farm suppers, they use, don't they, Reman, most of the food is grown right there on the farm.
That's right. And the chefs who serve it up and come up with the menus are all just, I don't know, gourmet chefs is the only word I can think of. And they're all volunteers from around the island and so forth who just want to support the Camino Farm there.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. These, you know, like five-star chefs come in to do the meals and use mostly what's been grown on the farm or elsewhere on the island. And I don't know, they do something like a wonderful five-course meal or something like that.
Yes, they do.
It's just
yes,
outstanding. And of course, it's vegetarian.
Yeah.
And then I believe that you also get a chance to kind of tour the farm a little bit and all that sort of thing and learn all about it. And it's very reasonably priced.
Yes.
We've got the farm supper coming up this coming Saturday, or this coming Sunday. This coming Sunday, the 11th, and then Saturday, October 1st. And I think to sign up for those farm suppers, do we do that through the main website, anandawashington.org? Or I think there's another website for the farm, too, isn't
you
there?
Can go to the farm, anandafarms.com.
Anandafarms.com. And that's with that's a plural, anandafarms.
That is plural, yeah.
Anandafarms.com, and that's where you can get the information on the farm supper coming up next Sunday and then on Saturday, October 1st, because those are great. Great.
So in addition to the well-known East-West Bookshop there in the Roosevelt District that I assume many of your listeners, probably most, have been to or at least know of, where we share these spiritual traditions and beautiful gifts and music and other things. Plus, we have presenters there 7 days of the week representing some of these traditions. And you all there on your show do a lot of health and healing things, energetic healing, and as the Whispering Dragon there just mentioned, and there's a lot of that kind of material and presenters and healers and so forth there at the East West Bookshop.
Yep, and I was just there on Friday. I'll talk about more about that when we get to the upcoming classes, but it you know, if you just want a wonderful place to go. And it's a beautiful thing. I mean, and you know, when Jude and Paul are on the show, the Tibetan bowls and all of that, boy, I was banging bowls and, oh, there's a huge big gong there for sale. Oh, my.
Yeah.
It is out of this world. I had to gong that a few times. And, you know, wonderful fountains and crystals and clothes, and of course books, and just all kinds of great stuff at the store.
You know, all of us who have a connection with the world around us, whether through our pets, whether through nature, or whether in other ways, spiritually or otherwise, you know, we all need to make ourselves known, because the world that's so divided by any number of things, we need to stand up and say that, you know, we work with energy, we work with feeling, we work with sense of connection, and we want to affirm that. And so this is important to have places. And people say repeatedly, customers of East West, that, you know, I didn't come in to buy anything here today. I just, once in a while, if I get a little down or discouraged, or I just like to come here and feel the energy. That's what they say time and time again. So if you just want to check it out, don't feel like you have to go and buy anything. Just go and enjoy the inner peace and the vibrant energy there of East West Bookshop.
And, of course, the location is just phenomenal now. You know, it is at that intersection of Roosevelt Way, Northeast, and Northeast 65th. But you're above Whole Foods now and have lots of free parking right in front of the store. I mean, you know,
right,
I could drive right up and park right in front and walk right in. It was really wonderful.
Yes, it is. Gone are the days when we had to circle the blocks for 20 minutes to find a parking place.
Absolutely. So we've got to... Freeman, put you on hold for a moment.
Okay.
So we can take care of our advertisers for the last time in the show. Remember, folks, it is the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are, because when Freeman and I continue, we've got a bunch of phenomenal classes to tell you about that will be starting either this coming week or throughout the month. And there's one that... That's why I was at East West. I'll tell you why I was there and what I was buying, because you can join me at class this next week. So we'll tell you all about it. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga right here on Animal World on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed your animal friends the highest quality all-natural food, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why the Missing Link supplement was created. They start with human-grade, all-whole, natural, raw food sources. They've figured out a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. And it is designed to provide what's missing in cooked and processed food for our animal friends. So what you do is mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there's a formula for just about everything in an animal suit. There are three formulas for dogs: skin and coat, hip and joint, the senior formula with a great green New Zealand green mussel, and there is a cat formula, a wellness blend that is vegetarian. You can feed to both your dogs and cats and other critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. There's a bird formula. There's a poultry formula for city chickens and such. And, of course, there is a horse formula. So I want you to ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to the company. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed back Eldon Taylor, who talks about the 24-hour news cycle and manipulation by the media.
On Saturday, John Ryder, positive psychologist, addresses people's needs for group identity and belief validation.
In hour number two, Manson Mitchell presents a special limited series called Chime In, about young people making a difference.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages, including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Talk radio for the heart and soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World, and hope you're having a great Labor Day weekend. I want to congratulate Diane Orsonio in Bellevue. She won the Missing Link for her cat friend. And we are in the middle of a discussion with the co-director of the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga here in Seattle and Washington State, and that would be Reman McGillaway. Good morning again, Reman.
Good morning, Martha.
All right. Now, I'm excited because we got some great classes starting. It's like this whole fall get-up of classes going. And there are classes happening at East West Bookshop in Seattle and also at Meditation Temple in Bothell and the yoga hall.
Yes, correct. We work on really an academic year. And so September, we start off with a lot of important programs and dynamic programs, so this is a perfect time to share with your listeners some of the options that are available. Well, I would say our most popular program, where people really get into both yoga and the meditation and the philosophy behind both of them, that's the program that you know well, Martha, which is the three-month Raja and Hatha yoga program. We call it an intensive, but we don't mean by that that it's tense. We mean by that it's deep. And so that starts this week, Tuesday at East West Bookshop at 6 p.m. and Thursday here at the Ananda Meditation Temple at 6 p.m. And then we go right up to Thanksgiving.
Right, and I am so excited about this. It is a comprehensive experience of meditation and yoga. And this is the class that got me started at Ananda, folks.
Yeah.
I took this Raja intensive back in 2010, and I came specifically to Ananda for this Raja intensive because I wanted to learn Kriya Yoga, you know, which is talked about in Autobiography of a Yogi and is kind of like the fast track for spiritual evolution here on the planet. But, you know, it's something you have to be taught and initiated into. So I came to Ananda in 2010 to take the Raja intensive as preparation to then go into Kriya. And, of course, you know, the rest is history, as they say, because once I got there, I fell in love and found my spiritual family of heart.
Well, and you know, Martha, just for the sake of everyone listening, you can come. The Raja program is open to all, regardless of any further interest you might have in training in meditation. It is what we call an open door class, and for that reason, it's popular. We get lots of people who take it, yoga teachers, meditation teachers, people brand new who've never done any of these things before. And what we hear constantly is, you know, there's no program like this anywhere in the Seattle area where you can connect yoga with meditation and with the philosophy behind it. It's very universal, and truly for everyone who really wants to know the real deal, so to speak. You know, the full picture, in other words, of yoga, not just the physical and meditation, not just the stress reduction, but really the deeper aspects of this great science.
Yeah, it really is wonderful. It goes on for 12 weeks, and it's on Tuesdays at the East West Bookshop starting this Tuesday, September 6th. It'll be on Thursdays at the Meditation Temple and Yoga Hall in Bothell. That's this coming Thursday. And that, Reman, would be why I was at East West Bookshop on Friday.
Because
you might have thought you were done with me, but you're not.
what were you there for?
Well, I got so inspired by Morley, you know, at the Yoga Hall dedication. Yeah. And then, of course, Morley's done one show in the studio with me here. And, what a magnetic soul. And he has me convinced that Hatha Yoga, the physical yoga, is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I have never done that. I have done the Raja Yoga before, but when I found out that not the Hatha Yoga intensive part of the class, that's from 6 to 7:15.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the Thursday nights at the Bothell location now. That class is going to be taught by Morley, who, of course, mm-hmm. I totally love, and one of my other favorites, and that would be Haley, the other half of Zach from the Ananda Farms. They're teaching that class. So I said, I have to sign up for that. And so I'm going to do that. And then I decided, why not repeat the Hatha, the Raja Yoga Intensive while I'm there? Because, Reman, you're teaching that.
Yes, and you know, it might be my last time ever after 23 years of doing the course 2 times a year, sometimes 4 times a year. I'm going to hand the baton over to none other than Zach and Haley, who will take over in the winter.
Oh, how fun is that? Oh, those two little bright stars there. I just adore them. But how exciting is that? So I may get to take your last class. So anyway, folks out there, if you are, you know, feeling a ping here that this Hatha Raja Yoga Intensive sounds like something you'd like to do, well, you can do it with me. And it may be very much fun seeing me do yoga postures and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, I was down at East West because I had to get a yoga mat. Because I don't have one.
I get it. Okay.
So I went down to get a yoga mat.
Just for the sake of others here with us today, if you're not ready for the yoga part, but you are ready for the meditation part, you can take that on its own.
Yeah, the Raja Yoga.
Like Martha did.
Yeah, that's what I did. I just took the Raja Yoga part the first time. I didn't want to take on both, but now I'm going to start the Hatha Yoga, and I'm going to repeat the Raja Yoga. Because that's a cool thing, too. You can repeat the Raja class for free.
That's correct.
Which is really nice. So anyway, those are starting.
A lot of people. Yes.
Yep.
Now, there's something your listeners may be interested in. It's the first time ever. And my wife, Padma, is going to start a course. I mean, she's done it in briefer form, but this is a spiritual counseling course.
Ooh.
You don't need to be a therapist or even want to be, but if you are a person that friends seem to drift towards you and talk with you openly, and so you find yourself being a counselor, a real counselor,
mm-hmm.
a friend to friends, or maybe you have a teenager, then this course starts on September 17th, Saturday. It's all day Saturday for, I think either 6 or 8 Saturdays, 55 hours of class time. It's an intensive course. There's homework and that sort of thing. But this is a first ever for us, hosted by our Institute of Living Yoga. And for yoga teachers, this actually qualifies for credit in the more advanced phases of Yoga Alliance certification. But it's open to everyone.
Yeah, and so according to my schedule here, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Saturdays beginning September 17th. It's a level 2 accredited 55-hour course, entitled The Art of Spiritual Counseling. But that just sounds wonderful.
And different teachers like Morley and myself and others will do specific units of that course.
Okay. So Padma's like heading it up and getting rolling, and then other Ananda members will be doing parts of the course.
That's right. According to their special interests. I'll do a unit on Kundalini and some other things. Morley will be working with the science of breath and all sorts of other teachers as well. So it'll be
wonderful.
Very deep and very inspired.
Now, the other thing that's starting this week is the big Ananda Yoga teacher training level class.
Oh, yes.
And that's level one. And this is a Yoga Alliance certified 200-hour weekend program begins September 9th in Bothell at the Yoga Hall.
Now, if you're interested, anyone out there, we need to hear from you right away because enrollment is filling up. We only take about not more than 8 or 10 people. And so let us know right away. It starts Friday night. And this is with the famous Morley that Martha's fallen in love with here somehow.
And I have to warn you,
everybody does.
Uh-huh.
Because he's not only deep, but charming. And
very magnetic soul.
Very magnetic. A friend really to everyone. And he comes from the highest traditions of India. He's a high caste Brahmin who's deeply imbued in all his life with the essence of in the finest of Indian thought and discipline.
Well, and speaking of that, just a plug for this.
Okay.
For any of you that haven't heard, Morley is going to join me in the studio again this month. He's going to be here 2 weeks from today, Sunday, September 18th. And he teaches a wonderful class. I don't know if you've experienced this, Hariman, but the Sacred Secrets of Hinduism and the Lineage of Yoga?
Yeah.
Just sounds fascinating. Well, he's going to do a radio version of that class for us here on Animal World. Yeah, we're going to educate the human animal and learn all about Hinduism and the Lineage of Yoga, and that'll be 2 weeks from today. So if you didn't hear our magnetic Morley the last time he was on, you can join us for that. So anyway, the teacher training, and you don't have to be absolutely sure you want to be a teacher of yoga to take this class. If you want to just deepen your yoga practice, you could do that as well.
Yeah, thank you, Martha, because I would say probably half or so of our graduates of the program don't, in fact, either intend to teach from the beginning or end up teaching. And the real draw is to deepen your experience of your yoga practice. So, and you don't need to be a 20-something to twist yourself into a pretzel. Ananda Yoga is very much from the inside out. And work with your inner energy, work with a deeper understanding of what the consciousness aspects are of each pose. And so it's really well-suited to all abilities.
All righty. So, folks, if you're interested, we're out of time, so we got to go, but you can check out the fall schedule of classes on the Ananda website. That would be www.anandawa.org.
Yeah.
You can also check with East West Bookshop about everything they've got going on there. And if you want to call the Meditation Temple, if you've got questions, it's 425-806-3700. But remember, if you want to join the Hatha or Raja intensive class with me, that starts this Thursday, September 8th, 6 o'clock at Bothell.
I'll see you there.
All righty. Thanks, Riemann.
Thank you, Martha.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We are smack out of time, so I want to say coming up, you stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis. Next week, it's Talk With Your Animals Sunday, so be here to get your free readings with Darcy Pariso. In the meantime, Mike, thank you so much for keeping us afloat here. And Prescott, woohoo, my fountain of youth. And Trina, I love you too. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.